This is Jasmine.
Hi, Ms. Jasmine. This is Vietnamese. We just got through speaking.
Yes.
I was calling to ask, what is the just to get a price rate that you guys pay hourly for someone that would be caring for
So, like, let's say your mom got onto Medicaid. Medicaid is paying for a friend, family, or trusted loved one to take care of another. And they're starting off at $13. And you could go anywhere between $13 to $15 an hour, depending on how many hours and days she gets awarded.
Okay, so it's $13 an hour, $13 or $15 an hour with y'all company?
No, no, no. It's anywhere between $13 and $15. That doesn't mean you're going to get $15. It just means that it's anywhere between 13 to 15, depending on how many hours and days she gets awarded by the state.
No, I'm telling them about to pay out of pocket.
Oh, private pay?
Yes.
So to pay private pay, and you don't need a nurse, right?
No.
Okay.
I just want somebody to help me straighten up, wash, and just keep my house clean, sweep every day, mop. And keep my, just want my house clean.
So you're looking at $35 an hour with a 3-hour daily minimum. That's average with any company. It's a 3-hour. Some companies have a 4-hour. Some companies have a 5-hour daily minimum. And they do all personal care. Meaning they're going to go in and do everything from light meal work, house prepping, medication reminders, dressing, grooming, bathing, laundry, doing grocery shopping, anything personal care related that you need.
Okay. And I can go personally grocery shopping with them, right?
Yes. If you needed grocery shopping, yes.
Okay. I got another question. I just moved. And I want to get my basement organized. Do they do that instead of like going through the house?
So like, let's say you called and you say, hey, I need a personal care assistant. I need I just currently moved. I need to unfold and, you know, unfold some boxes. When the aide gets to your house, you gotta tell them, right? Listen, I just moved in here and I would like to take these boxes and start putting stuff away. This is what we're gonna do today. Because there's no personal care involved in that. That's specifically doing a specific task.
Okay. Now, how much would that be?
It's the same. It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
It's $35 an hour.
Okay.
But
so
instead of that day, instead of you having her cook and clean that day, you tell her, listen, today we're specifically going to work on these boxes.
Yes, that's the only thing. I need help with those boxes.
But if I were you, listen. There's community centers that help seniors do all these things, okay? Miss Anna, Miss Vietnamese,
yes,
go
ma'am.
To your local community centers, local churches, and look for people that you can hire independently to assist your mom with those specific tasks. Or you can go into any colleges and they do internships to help seniors, where you can get someone from college fresh students, that can do these things for her.
But my thing is, I like the idea, if I go through like your company, they got a background check and all of that.
Well, that's the difference.
Saying?
Yes, that's the, yes, yeah.
And that's the reason I was, when I get ready, I'll call you back, and at least if I get 4 or 3 hours, whatever, I want somebody to come and help me specifically. Get these boxes organized.
Okay. All right. So you have my number. You ladies call me when you're ready to put the deposit, and I will find someone that can assist you through that in St. Louis for you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank
yep.
you.
Yep. Do you would you prefer a male or a female, or are you gender friendly?
I would prefer a woman, really.
Okay. I'll put you down as a woman preferred. Call me when you're ready.
You think I need a woman?
Thank you. A woman.
Yeah, I just trust a woman.
Men are just as good organizing stuff, ladies. Don't Don't discard it. Some even go over and beyond. You got a lot of young girls now being aged talking about, we don't do that. I don't do that. I don't do that.
Oh, no, I don't lift that. I don't want a pillow for one. If she
it don't matter, like me.
Just do a male.
You know what? I'm going to put gender friendly. Once we identify an age for you, okay, and you call us, you put the deposit, you ask who have they identified for you. They're going to do what's called a three-way conference call with you, the aide, and the coordinator on the line, and you can ask questions. If you feel comfortable with that person, then you say, go ahead. If not, then you say, hey, can you just find me a female aide instead or a male aide? You know, you have choices.
Okay.
All right?
I settle for that. Yeah.
Absolutely. You let me know when you ladies are ready, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.